We have come to this last day of the month of August. And in a sense, though not quite, because fall begins around September the 20th, it is in many ways the end of the summer for most people. But today is a day reserved for the Most Holy Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, whom we venerate under all her titles, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa. And next Sunday we will celebrate with great love and veneration the Nativity of the same Most Holy Virgin Mary. But today we also celebrate a great saint of the High Middle Ages, very dear to us, Saint Ramon Nonnatus. And Nonnatus refers to the fact that he was not born in a normal way. His mother died when she was with him in her womb, and it was 9 months, and they cut her womb open and extricated him, and he was alive and well. So in that sense, they say he was not born, because he was brought out by a cesarean section. And this is the beginning of a very short but glorious life. From childhood, he took the Blessed Mother to be his mother, since his own mother had gone. And he spent his time not in foolish pastimes, playing stupid games, as most people do. And today, that is a real big problem, especially with the cell phones and computers, that people spend hours and hours and hours playing stupid games, sometimes that lead them to tremendous evil and tremendous temptations and sins. He spent his time gathering his fellow mates in the town of Cardona, where he was, and he would teach them how to pray and would teach them the catechism. Obviously, he was not your run-of-the-mill person. As soon as he was of age, he joined the new enterprise, the new religious family that had been founded by the inspiration of the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Ransom, or Our Lady of Mercy, the Mercedarians, with St. Peter Nolasco and St. Raymond Peñafort. And he became a priest of that order. And of course, he was yet newborn and growing. He soon ascended in the ranks. But they have a fourth vow, or they did. I don't know if they still do. It's an order that is still good, but is tiny compared to most orders. The fourth vow was that if they should run out of money, they should give themselves over, because they were to ransom the Catholics who were captured by the Muslims into slavery. And the young, good-looking ones, both men and girls, they were put into houses of prostitution to serve the Muslims' evil desires. And so they were to give themselves over as a hostage to the Muslims in exchange for so many prisoners. And so he did. And while he was there in the north of Africa in the jail, he converted the jailer and so many other people around him that the caliph decreed that his lips should be pierced and a padlock put on his lips. And you see this in some of the iconography of St. Raymond, so that he could not speak. The padlock was to be unlocked only once a day for food. And then soon afterwards, he was ransomed himself, probably a pretty hefty price, because he was a priest and a member of the Order of Our Lady of Ransom. And soon after, he came back to Spain, to Cardona and Barcelona, and Pope Gregory IX created him a cardinal of the Holy Roman Church. And he was traveling to Rome to receive the red hat when he died of exhaustion at the very early age of about 42. So we pray to Saint Ramon or Raymond Nonnatus, and especially in this day and age when life is at stake in so many ways. And even those who say they are pro-life are not truly pro-life because they're not Catholic. And that is it. And that, what we need to do is not convert people to pro-life only. We need to convert people to the Catholic faith. And it is part of the Catholic faith that it is God who decides who is to die and not man. So we pray to San Ramon Nonnatus for the cause of pro-life from natural birth or cesarean section to natural death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.